节经文。
Let's go back to read the verse that we studied yesterday.
那是在提摩太后书第三章。
It's in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们从十五节看起。
We'll start with verse 15.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人选义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
And how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我感谢你下午给我们又聚在一起。
Lord, we thank you for you have brought us together again this afternoon.
你乐意我们都进到你的话的光中。
That you're willing for us to enter into the light of your words.
让你在我们中间可以做成你所要做的。
So you may be able to do what you wish to do among us.
我们也找到准确的路回到你的面前。
And we can find this accurate path to return to you.
主，下午我们求你再一次在我们中间显明你的同在。
Lord, this afternoon we ask that you once again manifest your presence among us.
但愿我们都受吸引来爱慕，要得着你的话。
May we be all drawn to you and to desire your words.
求主借着圣灵在我们里面做这样的工作。
Lord, we ask that you through the Holy Spirit to do this work.
把我们常摆在你话语的光中。
So we will continue to be in the light of your words.
我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 在我们所读的那节经文的里头。
In the verse that we just read.
最末了是那几句话，那句话是非常有意思的。
The last sentence is very meaningful.
他说叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
It says so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
弟兄姊妹，这一个事实是什么呢？是神话语的结果。
Brothers, what is this fact? This is the result of God's words.
神向人说话。
That God speaks to man.
他是要让人知道。
That he wished to let men know.
神要把他们带到完全。
That God wished to bring them into perfection.
在带到完全的那个过程里。
And in the process of bringing them into perfection.
他们的生活，他们的工作，他们的心思，他们的意念。
Their life, their work, their mindset, and their heart desire.
都学习在一个根据上面来进行。
They are learning based on this foundation.
什么根据呢？
And what is this basis?
神的话。
Which is the God, the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到这里头的 是说叫属神的人得以完全。
So here says the man of God may be thoroughly equipped.
预备行各样的善事。
And equipped for every good work.
你行各样的好的事。
And when you're about to do every good work.
对的事。
Everything that's correct.
你怎么知道它是好呢？
How can you know they're good?
你根据什么说它是对呢？
So what is the basis that you say they are real?
我们感谢主。
Correct. We thank the Lord.
如果根据人的话，
If it's by man's standard,
根据我们自己的话，
And if it's by ourselves,
那我们就有很多的根据了。
Then we have a lot of things that we can
base
on.
我有我的根据。
And I have my own basis.
你有你的根据。
And you have yours.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他在这里很清楚给我们看到。
In here, he lets us see very clearly.
不管我们有多少人。
It doesn't matter how many are we.
我们只有一个根据。
We have only one basis.
那个根据就是神的话。
Which is the word of God.
那因此弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们就留意到了。
That we can see this.
昨天我们就提到。
Yesterday we have mentioned.
我们之所以要在神的话语上下点功夫。
The reason we have to study and pay some price to study God's word.
一面是因为我们生命里边有这个需要，这个供应的需要。
On one hand, it's because we have this need in our life to be supplied.
另一面也是认识神永远的旨意，我们需要明白才能有准确的跟随。
And also it's because of the eternal will of God that we have to understand in order to follow.
那这一切都是从神的话里头来叫我们去碰上的。
And these are what we can come across in the words of God.
那么今天下午我要和弟兄姊妹们特别交通另一方面的事。
And this afternoon, I'd like to make special mention of another aspect.
就是说到我们在建立我们读经的生活的时候。
Which is when we are trying to build up our life in studying the Bible.
我们不单是要看见我们那个属灵上的需要。
Not only do we need to see our spiritual need.
我们也要进一步是看见这一个读经的生活本身是一场非常激烈的属灵的征战。
And also we need to see the life of studying the Bible is a very severe spiritual warfare.
我们平常以为我们读经就是读经了。
We might generally think that we'll just read the Bible, just read the Bible.
我们读经就是为了我们是基督徒所以读经了。
We read the Bible because we are Christians.
我们读经我们可以多知道一点神的事情了。
And when we read the Bible, we can know more about God.
这是我们一平常的时候很自然会有这样的想法。
And this is our general idea.
这都没有错。
And it's not wrong.
但是不够。
But it's not enough.
那我们要求主给我们更进一步的看到一个很严肃的问题。
We have to ask God to lead us one step further to look at this question.
那就是我们在读经的这一件事上要看到是一个属灵的征战。
That is, we need to see on this matter of studying the Bible is a spiritual warfare.
怎么它是一个属灵的征战呢？
And why is that a spiritual warfare?
平常我们以为属灵的征战是团体的。
In general, we would think the spiritual warfare is of a corporate matter.
只是限于一些特殊的环境的。
It only limits to some special circumstances.
比方我们说，传福音是一个属灵的征战，我们可以领会。
For example, we can understand spreading the gospel is a spiritual warfare.
因为要把人从撒旦的权下拯救出来，那当然要征战。
Because we have to save men from the dominion of Satan, so this is a warfare.
或者说，在一个很特殊的环境里边，环境不欢迎我们信主。
And, or if it's a special circumstance, it's not welcoming for us to believe in the Lord.
那我们要持守着我们所相信的。
And we have to hold fast to what we believe.
所以又引发一次属灵的征战。
So it will lead to some spiritual warfare.
如果我们从这些角度来看的话，我们很可以会觉得属灵的征战是一个团体性的。
So if you look at this from these angles, we'll say that spiritual warfare belongs to the corporate body.
但弟兄姊妹们，当神把我们里面的那一个眼睛打开的时候，
But brothers and sisters, if God opened up our inner eyes,
我们会发现，
then we'll discover
属灵的征战不是只是团体性的。
Spiritual warfare does not just is not limited to a corporate body.
也是我们个人所面对的。
It also has to be faced by us individually.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，当你一提到属灵的征战的时候，你就晓得那个属灵征战的那个范围是有多大。
And brothers and sisters, whenever you mention about spiritual warfare, you can imagine how big the realm is.
我们可以说，在哪里有人，哪里就有属灵的征战。
We say that wherever there's men, there will be spiritual warfare.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
底下我要和弟兄姊妹们去留意这一个事实。
And I will continue to point it out for brothers and sisters.
我们刚才读的那个提摩太后书。
The verses that we just read from 2 Timothy.
我们看到神把他的话语留给我们。
We see that God has left his words for us.
要把我们带到一个地步，在神的眼中成为完全。
So that he will bring us to a point that we'll become perfect before him.
然后又在神的手中来做成神所要做的事。
And also in God's hands, he can accomplish what he wished to accomplish.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
And brothers and sisters, pay attention.
当神在我们身上这样做工的时候。
When God works in such a way in us.
而我们又照着神这样的安排来完成的时候。
And that we accomplish it according to his arrangement.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
事情会那样顺利的进行吗？
Would things go so smoothly?
如果事情是可以那么顺利的进行的话，
If things can go so smoothly,
我想我们可以换回来推想。
Then we may be able to guess. Backward.
我们的主可以 不需要钉十字架。
That our Lord, he would not need to be crucified on the cross.
因为神是全能的神。
Because he's all able.
他要怎么做就做成嘛。
Because whatever he wants to do, he can do it.
但是事实并不这样。
But the fact was not like that.
因为在宇宙的中间。
Because among the universe,
自从撒旦堕落了以后，
since Satan has fallen,
一直一个很严厉的、很宽广的属灵的征战就发生了。
There's a very severe and vast spiritual warfare going on there.
那我们看到神要借着他的话来把我们带到完全。
And we can see that God wished to use His words to bring us into perfection.
神的对头怎么看这件事？
But his enemy, how does he look at this?
弟兄姊妹，我们领会到这件事情，我们就明白了。
Brothers and sisters, if we can understand this, we can understand the whole matter.
神为什么要借着他的话来把我们带到完全呢？
Why does God use his words to bring us into perfection?
那个完全就是什么意思呢？
What does that mean by perfection?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们知道神造人的目的的时候，
If we know the purpose
of God
creating man, then we will understand what this perfection
means,
which is to bring us back to the original
purpose. It's
through the created man that he can manifest his will among the universe.
那如果我们给带到完全，
If we were to be brought into perfection,
那个结果是什么呢？
And what is the result?
那个是结果就是神的对头下去了。
Which is his enemy will fall.
那神的对头下去，
When God's enemy falls,
有那么简单吗？
Is it so simple?
如果是那么简单，
If it's that simple,
那么他就不会成为神的对头。
Then he would not have become God's enemy.
他所以成为神的对头，
And the reason he has become God's enemy,
就是因为他根本就不服神的权柄。
Because he was not submissive to God's authority.
他要抢夺神的地位和荣耀。
And he wants to take away God's position and his glory.
所以才造成这个整个属灵的宇宙那么许多复复杂杂的那个情形。
And that's how he brought forth all those confusion in the spiritual universe.
那么神来恢复他给破坏了的那个秩序。
So God's there to restore the order that was disrupted.
那所以神做了许多的工作。
So God has performed many things.
那很重要的一件事情，神把人显明出来。
One of the important things is that God revealed man.
然后让人在那里学习，接受神的地位，接受神的权柄。彰显神的荣耀。
So that man will learn to accept God's position and his authority and to manifest him.
那当神这样安排的时候，
And through this arrangement,
撒旦当然就知道神要做什么。
And Satan knew what God wanted to do.
所以你就看见人后来的堕落是怎么来的呢？
And you can see how does the fall of man come about.
不是人主动的。
It's not initiated by man.
是人被动的。
Man was passive.
但是那一个造成人堕落的那个主动是谁呢？
But who initiated the fall of man?
我们读创世纪就知道。
When we read the book of Genesis,
那个主动，引发这个事情的，就是神的对头。
It was initiated by the enemy of God.
那他是不是只是那一次与神做对头呢？
Was that the only time that he has become the enemy of God?
他不是只有那么一次。
It's not that just that only time.
在他起初要对付神的时候，他就一直存着一个心思，要把神的宝座完全的推翻。
In the very beginning, when he wanted to oppose God, he wanted to take away or overthrow God.
要把神的权柄全然的否定。
That he wanted to deny God's authority entirely.
要把神的荣耀拿过来加到他自己的身上。
He wants to take away God's glory and give it to himself.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就知道了，从神 显明他的挽回的工作开始。
From when God wants to manifest His work of restoration.
或者我们说，就是从创世纪第一章的时候就开始。
Or we can say it begins with chapter 1 in the book of Genesis.
我们已经接触到一个属灵的征战的事实。
That we have come across the spiritual warfare.
那因此，我们现在看到一件事。
So now we can see one matter.
神又用他的话来把我们带回完全。
That God wished to use His words to bring us back into perfection.
神的对头就有一个工作。
That His enemy has His work.
他要在神的话的上面来与神对抗。
That He wished to oppose God on God's words.
那这个事情一显出来的时候。
And when this is manifested.
我们站在当中。
That we are standing in the middle.
那我们就面对着这样的一个属灵的征战。
Then we're facing this spiritual battle.
虽然那个两个征战的主角，一个是神，一个是神的对头。
Even though the two characters in this warfare, one is God and one is God's enemy.
但是我们好像由不得自己的就成为那个属灵征战的那个战场。
But we could not help it but to become the battleground of this spiritual warfare.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们有没有想过这样的一件事。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have ever thought about this.
当然不但是在读经的这个问题上面。
Of course, it's not only on reading the Bible.
在整个属灵的事上，我们是一个战，我们就成了一个战场。
In the entire spiritual matter, we have become the battleground.
而神在那里要把我们带回完全。
That God is there to bring us back into perfection.
撒旦要在那里阻挡我们去进到完全。
Satan wants to keep us from going into perfection.
而这个事实从人堕落了以后一直到现在还是继续进行中。
And this fact continues since the beginning of the fall of man.
好了，我还是再多说这一点呢。
And I'll tell you another matter.
让弟兄姊妹们能更准确的能掌握到这个事。
So the brothers and sisters can have a very good understanding.
如果我们读过旧约的但以理书。
If we read the book of Daniel in the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹你记得有一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, you will remember one thing.
当但以理在读神的话的里头读耶利米书的时候他知道犹大被掳的事情。
And when Daniel, when he was reading the book of Jeremiah, he knew about the history of Israel being captured.
他知道犹大被掳有七十年。
He knew that Judah was brought into captive for 70 years.
当七十年快要完过去的时候。
And when that 70 years was about to pass.
那犹大的前途怎么样呢？
What was the future of Judah?
那七十年结束了，那犹大是不是就回国了？
After the 70 years, was Judah about to return to his country?
那回国了以后又会怎么样呢？
And what would happen after the return?
那么其实都在但以理的心思里头引起一些个冲击。
And there's some struggle within Daniel's heart.
那时候他在这在神面前就有所寻求了。
So he was seeking before God.
那结果他寻求的结果。
But the result of his seeking.
他还没有得着答应。
That he did not have an answer.
他就病了。
And then he fell ill.
病得很厉害。
And he was ill severely.
结果后来我简单的说了，后来神也把带他走过的那样的一个治病的攻击。
So at the end, that God has brought him over this illness.
然后你就看到一件事了。
And then you see one matter.
天使长撒百利亚就来到他那。
Gabriel, the head of the angels, came to him.
他就告诉但以理。
And he told Daniel.
他说但以理。
Said Daniel.
从起初你寻求的那个时候。
From the beginning when you were seeking.
神就已经答应了你所寻求的。
That God has answered what you were seeking after.
但是我就受差遣把神那个答应传递到你这边来。
So I was sent to give God's answer to you.
但是我们中文圣经就翻成的波斯国的魔君在那里阻挡了我。
But it says that the devil in the Persia, he was there to hinder me.
神又让另外的一些天使长来帮忙他，所以他就 冲破了那个波斯的魔君的阻挡。
So because God sent other angels to help this angel, so he was able to defeat the devils of Persia.
现在我就来到你这里，把神给你的答案。
So now I can come to you and give you the answer from God.
如果我们读但以理书的时候，你就看到这个事情前后已经隔了三个礼拜。
And when we read the book of Daniel, we'll see that this whole process lasts for 3 weeks.
虽然我们留意那件事的时候，我们那个重点是在神对祷告的答应。
When we look at this matter, we'll focus on how God answered a prayer.
但是你很同样的原则，你看到。人要明白神的心意，或是神要把他的心思来向人宣告。
But based on the same principle that when God wished to manifest His will,
里面是有一些不寻常的事情在那发生的。
There's something abnormal that would happen.
那我们读新约圣经的时候
，And when we read the New Testament,
我们也了解到一件事情。
We also understand this.
特别在使徒行传
，Especially in the Book of Acts,
说到彼得。在外头来传福音的时候
，When you talk about Peter preaching the gospel，
神也用着他在那里显出了一些神的权柄，神迹奇事。
And God has used him to manifest his authority and some miracles that he has
performed. 里头就提到有一部分是说释放那些被撒旦所压制的人。
And one of the things is he was able to release those who were under Satan's control.
那释放给撒旦所压制，那当然这个范围很广。
He was able to set free those who were under Satan's control.
他还可以在人的身体上来压制人。
That Satan can suppress people in the physical condition.
他也能在人的心思里头来压制人。
And also mentally, he could do that.
他也可以在制造一些环境来压制人。
And he could create some environment to suppress people.
但是我提这个事情，乃是让弟兄姊妹们留意到。
But mention one matter that so brothers and sisters can take note.
在我们属神的人，在神面前所经过的一切的事物
，We who belong to God, everything that we have come across.
我们求神给我们有一个很苏醒的灵和一个明亮的眼睛。
We ask God that we have an alert spirit and a very enlightened eye.
能看见在这一切的里边。有一个属灵征战的事实在那。
So that we can see among all these, there's a spiritual warfare.
那么我们回过头来去留意一件事。
And now we come back to take a look at another matter.
因为我们是说了读经的生活。
Because we're talking about studying the Bible.
所以我们那个重点是放在神的话语的这一方面。
So our focus is on God's words.
我相信弟兄姊妹们很多都已经知道，神是一位向人说话的神。
I believe, brothers and sisters, you would know that God is someone who speaks to men.
神不是单单是一位向人说话的神
，and not only is he a God who speaks to men，
他同时也是要用话来做工的神。
He also works through his words。
这是一个非常宝贝的事实。
And this is a very precious fact。
当你单单说神是向人说话的神
，if you only say that God is someone who speaks to men，
许多拜偶像的人说我们所拜的那个神，他也向人说话。
A lot of idol worshippers they will say that our idols will speak to men too。
我们可以求签呢、
啊、，we can draw the slot。
我们可以伏击呀、啊，搞鬼。
We can communicate with the spirits.
我们可以用也有很多的方法。我们知道我们所拜的神向我们说话。
And we know that through many ways we can speak to the God we worship.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们的神不单是向人说话的神。
Not only is our God is a God who speaks to men.
他也是用着他的话来做工的神。
He also uses his words to work.
神向人说话跟那些偶像向人说话根本是两回事。
When God speaks to man is totally different from the idol speaking to man.
直接就对人说。
When God speaks to man, he speaks to us directly.
用不着有什么那个那个媒介在那里。
You don't have to use any medium.
直接就向你说了。
That he can speak to you directly.
从前说，现在说，都一样。
He spoke before and he continues to speak.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他是向人说话的神。
That he is someone who speaks to men.
昨天我们提到。
Yesterday we mentioned
他是从永远到永远的神,
He is a God from eternity to eternity.
所以他从前说的话,
so what he spoke before,
如果你叫他今天来说,
if he speaks it once more today, he will continue to speak the same words.
所以他从前说过的话,
so the spoken words
记录下来,
recorded,
成了我们的圣经,
now it's become a Bible.
那神, 从前神, 直接对, 头一次听见他的人说话,
and how he spoke to those who first heard him.
今天神就直接, 用他说过的话, 直接也对我们来说话。
Now he uses spoken words once again to speak directly to us.
他不但是这样向我们说话,
not only does he speak to us this way,
他也是用他的话来做工的。
He also uses words to work.
你留意到,
and brothers and sisters take note,
当我们读创世纪第一章的时候,
when we read Genesis chapter
1, 你留意到神整个的创造, 是怎么进行的呢?
You can see how the whole creation,
绝大部分,
the majority part of it,
是用神自己的话去做成,
it was done by God's words.
你读创世纪,
and when you read the book of Genesis,
第一章,
chapter 1,
开头的那几句话,
and the few verses in the beginning, and you can see this fact.
起初,
in the beginning,
神创造天地,
God created the heavens,
地是空虚混沌,
now the earth was formless and empty.
渊面黑暗,
and darkness was over it.
神的灵运行在水面上,
and the Spirit of God was hovering over water.
神说,
and God said,
又有光,
let there be light.
怎么样?
And what happened?
弟兄姊妹, 你看到那里怎么说呢?
My sisters, you can see what does it say there.
神说,
God said,
又有光,
let there be light.
神就在那里招手,
and then God was there waving his hand.
光啊来啊,
light, come.
是不是这样?
Is it like this?
不是,
it's not like that.
什么样呢?
And how did it happen?
神说, 又有光,
God said, let there be light.
就有光,
and there was light.
光从哪里来呢?
Where did the light come from?
从神的话来,
from God's words.
神就用着他的话把光带进来了,
and God uses his words to bring light forth. And then you continue
神说,
on. God said,
那个水啊, 要把它分成上下,
God said, let there be an expanse between waters,
使两水中间有一个空间,
so that there would be an expanse.
那, 你们要看见, 神就, 好像我们中国人打八段锦那样, 来一个顶天立地,
and just like the Chinese practicing Tai Chi is one of the movements,
把一部分的水就一, 推到天上,
so part of the water would be in the sky,
把另外一部分的水就压到底下,
and the other part would be on the earth. Have you seen this
没有,
movement? No.
神说了, 天上的水又分成上下,
that God said the waters should be separated.
是就这样成了,
and it's done so.
你继续看下去, 你一直看到,
and when you continue on, you will continue to see
整个神在那里, 那个创造的过程, 是他的话来完成的,
the entire process of the creation is done by his words.
一直等到做, 造动物的开始, 才神用他的话, 加上他的动作来造出动物。
It's until when he created the beings that he uses his words and also some movements to create the beings.
但是你看见一件事,
but you see this
fact. 虽然在后来所造的那个动物的里面, 神是有了一点动作,
even though there's some movement by God when he was creating the living creatures.
但是在那个动作以前, 还是神的话在那里宣告,
but before all these movements, it's also his words proclaiming.
所以你看到神做工的时候, 和神的话, 是非常紧密的连接在一起的。
So you can see the work of God has a very close connection with his words.
或者是直接就用神的话来成就那个事。
It could be accomplished directly by his words.
或者就是神宣告了, 然后就根据他的话来做成那事。
Or if God would first proclaim and then according to his words he would perform.
那弟兄姊妹, 当我们领会到这样的一件事的时候,
and when brothers and sisters, when you understand this,
我们就晓得了,
then we'll know.
那神今天怎么跟我们说话呢?
How does God speak to us today?
神就让我们从他说过的话来叫我们听见他的话。
It's from his spoken words that we can hear what he was going to say.
昨天我们的弟兄交通的时候,
yesterday when our brother was sharing,
他不是也说到在他的经历的里边, 碰到一些事情的时候,
didn't he say that in his experience when he come across something, that God's words come from his within?
他所听到神说的话。
When he heard God's words,
他知道是神的话。
Then he knew it was God's words.
但是神的话是在哪里呢？
But where was God's words?
他那时候还不完全有把握。
That he did not have the full assurance.
但是他知道神向他说话了。
But he knew God was speaking to him.
那他的话是怎么来的呢？
And where did the words come from?
那些话就是从神说过的话那里来的。
And these words are from the spoken words of God.
弟兄姊妹，这就给我们留意到一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, we'll take note of this.
我们说神是向人说话的神。
We say that God is someone who speaks to men.
我们又说到神是用话来做工的神。
And we also say that God uses his words to work.
那如果我们要让神做工在我们的身上。
If we want to have God work in us.
弟兄姊妹们，一个条件。
That's one condition.
我们一定要有的。
That we have to have.
如果没有那个条件，
Without this condition,
神在我们身上做工就成为不可能。
It would be impossible for God to work in us.
而不管我们用我们的属灵的经历来说也好，来说。
Whether we use our spiritual experience to explain it.
无论我们得救也好。
When we are saved.
我们生命成长也好。
Or when our life was growing.
或是我们生活里边遇到要被重担的事情的释放也好。
Or that we can have a release from a burden.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看见。
That brothers and sisters, you can see this clearly.
都和神的话发生一个很紧密的关系。
It has a very close relationship with God's words.
弟兄姊妹，你回想你怎么得救的？
Brothers and sisters, you think back, how were you saved?
你不要说。
You don't say this.
某某人向我传福音。
That so and so preached the gospel to me.
哎，我想想，有点道理。
So after I thought about it, I thought it's reasonable.
我就信。
So I believed.
真的是这样吗？
Was it like that?
你再想想看。
Think some more.
某某人跟你说什么？
What did the person say to you?
他不是在那里说他自己要说的话。
He wasn't there to say what he wanted to say himself.
他是在那里把神的话告诉你。
He was there to give you God's words.
啊，你听到了。
That after you heard it.
你听到他其他的话，你都听了也就过了。
You heard of other words, then they will pass.
但是他把神的话告诉你的时候。
But when he gave you God's words.
那神的话就好像跟着你了。
God's words as if they were following you.
也许你是在一个传福音的聚会上面听到神的话。
Maybe you heard the words in the gospel meeting.
你当时没有下定决心说我要信主。
That you would not decide at the time that you would believe in the Lord.
你就回家了。
And then you went home.
很稀奇的。
And very amazingly.
你在回家的路上。
On the way home.
神那个话就跟着你。
God's words followed you.
回到家里。
And when you went home.
你在做事。在做别样事的时候
and you were doing other things.
神的话又在那里跟着你
and God's words were there to follow you.
哎呀，你说怎么回事呢？
and you say, what's happening?
神的话在那里一直跟着你的时候
when God's words were there to follow you,
就把你那个心慢慢的就打开了
and they opened up your heart gradually.
哎呀，你就看到
and then you could see.
你就有点后悔了。
And then you will regret.
为什么刚才我在那边聚会的时候不表达我要信主呢？
Why didn't I express my wish to believe in the Lord at the meeting?
哎呀，现在回到家里还能不能信主呢？
Now after I return home, can I still believe in the Lord?
如果不能信主，那不是很大的那个亏损吗？
If I can't believe in the Lord, isn't that a big loss for me?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的话一直在那里跟着你。
The words of the Lord continue to follow you.
就用那个约翰三章十六节来说吧。
And we can use the words in the Gospel of John chapter 3:16.
叫一些信他的。
So that all those who believe
不至灭亡反得永生。
Will not perish but have everlasting life. We say that
thank God. 他没有说我一定要在某一个地方信。
He didn't say that I have to believe in a certain place.
我在家里也可以信。
I can believe at home.
因为他只是说叫一些信他的。
Because he says all those who believe.
他不是在那里说你刚才不信你就没机会了。
It doesn't say that if you didn't believe then you would not have a chance.
现在我要相信。
Now I want to believe.
我还是可以相信。
I can still believe.
因为神的话在那里说。
Because God's word said.
是叫一切信他的。
For all those who believe,
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our God.
你回到我们个人的经历上面，我们也看到。
When we come back to our personal experience, we can see how God works in us.
所以就是用着他的话来做工在我们的身上。
It's through his words.
起头就是这样。
In the beginning it was like this.
那个过程也是这样。
The process was like this.
直等到有一天。
Until one day.
我们被神带得完全了。
When we are brought into perfection by God.
你仍然看见。
You can still see.
和神的话没有脱去任何一点点的关系。
There's still a connection with the words of God.
完完全全是神的话在那里做工的结果。
It was entirely a result of the work of the words of God.
那意思弟兄姊妹们你看到了。
So brothers and sisters you can see.
神是用他的话来做工的神。
God is a God who works through His words.
所以当神向人说话的时候
，So when God speaks to men,
我们听见神的话
，We can hear God's words.
我们领会神的话
，That we understand His words.
我们就被神释放了
，That we are set free by God.
但是刚才我们提到了
，But we mentioned earlier.
那神在我们身上要用话来做工
，That God wished to work in us through His words.
但是你必须要有神的话做。做基础。
But so you have to have the foundation of God's words.
你说这样啊。
And he said, if it's like this,
那我们永远都没有办法了。
Then we will never have a chance.
因为用神的话来做基础。
Because if we need to use the words of God as a basis,
那么神的话
then God's words,
就是这本圣经。
Which is this Bible.
那么厚的一本圣经。
It's such a thick book.
里面有那么许许多多的字句。
There's so many words in it.
我们怎么可能把它全放在我们的脑子里的
？How is it possible that we place all the words in our brain?
弟兄姊妹们，这是很具体的一件事啊。
And brothers and sisters, this is very concrete.
你怎么能把神的话完全的记在我们的里面
？How can you remember all God's words in?
虽然我们常常也受鼓励，有可能的话。我们把神的话语背下来。
Even though we are encouraged very often that if it's possible, try to memorize God's words.
但是我们不是不知道。
But it's not that we don't know.
你可以下很多的功夫去背。
You can try very hard to recite.
啊，你也能把它背得下来。
Or you may be able to memorize it.
但是过了一年半年。
But after a year or half.
你再要去背。
If you want to memorize it again.
不是说不可能。
It's not that it's impossible.
但是你没有办法能完全。
But it's not complete.
就像我们，现在，我们年纪大的一些弟兄姊妹们就会有经历了。
For the brothers and sisters who are older, you will have this experience.
因为我们从前念书的时候就念古文嘛。
Because when we were young, we had to study the old literature.
又是很国文老师要教我们好多的那些文章啊，你要背下来。
And the Chinese teacher will.Make us memorize a lot of passages.
要默书啊。
And you have to dictate the passages.
那你为了考试，你也拼命在那里背。
So for the sake of the exams, and you try to memorize them, and you can memorize them.
那现在你再背给我看。
So now, can you still memorize and recite them?
你曾经背过下来的。
That you have memorized them before.
我随便举个例子来说吧。
And let me give you an example.
从前我背《吊古战场文》啊，可以。背得很流利了。
That before I was able to memorize some hard poems.
现在呢
？But for now.
怎么记也就只能记得头头那几句。
No matter how hard I try, I can only remember the first few sentences.
好虎平沙无影，他就苦恼了。情不见人，黄沙影带去。那下就出问题了，马上就。
So I can only remember a few sentences.
你说。圣经那么厚
Instead, the Bible is so thick. There's so many words. How could we memorize them?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们说
Let's say this.
我们要把神的话吸收过来不是要说我们可以把它一字一句的全背出来
In order for us to absorb God's words, it's not that we have to memorize each and every word.
但是你总要知道神上人说过什么话
But you have to know what words are spoken by God to men.
所以主圣经里边就是告诉我们
，So the Bible tells us，
我们要用各种各样的方法
，We'll use every method，
丰丰富富的把神的话记在心里
，To keep God's words in our heart fully。
你记在心里不是叫我们一句一字一句不漏的在那里记
，In order to keep His words in our hearts, it's not that each and every word you have to remember。
但是你晓得神上我们说过什么话
，But you have to know what God has spoken to us。
弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters，
也许你们都已经有过这个经历，不单是昨天我们做见证的弟兄，他经历过这个事。
Maybe you all have this experience. Not only did the brother who shared yesterday had the experience.
常常神跟我们说话的时候
，Many times when God speaks to us，
那在我们需要神的需要的时候，神向我们说话。
When we're in need, that God would speak to us.
神就是把他说过的话来向我们说。
That God would speak to us the words He has spoken before.
神是跟我们说过的话，我们读经的时候我们读过的。
That the words that spoken by God is what we read in the Bible.
但是没有记下来。
But we didn't memorize them.
你说这样的话，神要向我们说话，他怎么说话
？And you say that if it's like this, how could God speak to us?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为他有一个应许。
Because He has a promise.
这个应许是。给我们看到神的话是对我们来说是不会陌生的。
His promise is that His words it would not be strange to us.
什么话呢
？And what are these words?
弟兄姊妹，如果你读到约翰福音十六章的时候
，Brothers and sisters, if you look at the Gospel of John chapter 16,
你会留意到
，that you would see this.
当我们的主和门徒分离的时候
，when our Lord was separating from the disciples,
以前和钉十字架以前
，or before He was crucified.
主说 我要把圣灵差来。
He said that the Lord said that I will send the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵来了
，when the Holy Spirit comes,
他就要把你们引导进入一切的真理。
That He will lead you into all truth.
主就说得更清楚。
And the Lord explains it further.
他就叫你想起我对你说过的话。
And the Holy Spirit will remind you what I have spoken to you before.
也把一些我现在要告诉你，但是你们现在不能领会的话，也同时告诉你。
And that the Holy Spirit will tell you the words that I have told you, but you did not understand.
那这个是主给我们的应许。
And this is the promise of the Lord.
但是圣灵怎么向我们来提起主的话呢
？But how does the Holy Spirit remind us of God's words？
我们感谢神。
We thank God。
圣灵向我们说话的时候
，When the Holy Spirit speaks to us，
总是把主向我们说过的话显明出来。
He always reveal what the or the words that are spoken by the Lord to us。
所以我们就说了。
So now we can say this.
当你读经读到约翰一书的时候
，When you read the Bible to First John，
你读到第二章
，And then you read chapter two，
你就读到有一件事情，那个叫做恩膏的教训。
And here it says the teaching of the anointing.
那什么叫做恩膏的教训
？What is the teaching of the anointing？
就是刚才所说的，主给我们的那一个圣灵提醒我们的这个应许，具体的。显明在我们的身上
，which is the promise of God through the Holy Spirit has put into us concretely.
那个恩膏的教训是什么呢
？What is the teaching of the anointing?
他说你不需要别人教导你。
It says that you do not need to be taught by
anyone. 因为神的主的恩膏就会告就亲自的告诉你。
Because the anointing of God will teach you personally.
叫你维持住在主的里面。
So you will continue to abide in the Lord.
你没有走到主外面去。
That you will not go away from the Lord.
但是恩膏的教训是什么呢
？So what is the teaching of the anointing?
你留意到。
That you can see this.
那第约翰一书第二章第二十四节那里。
In First John chapter 2:24.
是从这样的话来引出那个恩膏的教训。恩膏的教训。
It's through these words that brings forth the teaching of the anointing.
它是论到你们起初所听过的。
See that what you have heard from the beginning.
就引出底下那个恩膏的恩膏的教训。
And it brings forth the teaching of the anointing.
那也就是说。
Which is to say.
那恩膏的教训就是圣灵在我们里头。把主向我们说的话来提起来。
That the teaching of the anointing is to bring forth those words that are spoken by the Lord to us before.
不是靠我们的脑子在那里强记。
It's not through using our mind to force ourselves to remember.
也不是靠我们的脑子动得很快。
It's not that our mind is working really fast.
完全是。圣灵在那里做一个工。
It was completely by the working of the Holy Spirit.
把主向我们说过的话。
So that the words of the Lord that has spoken to us.
我们忘了。
That we have forgotten.
我们记不起来。
And we couldn't remember.
但是在用着的时候。
But when you need them.
圣灵就在我们里边叫我们想起来的。
The Holy Spirit will remind us.
他亲自在那里把这个话说在我们里边了。
That he's there personally to speak these words to us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们看见神今天怎么在向我们说话的时候
，And brothers and sisters, when we see how God is working in us today,
我们就留意到这样的一个事实了。
Then we can take note of this fact.
你要让圣灵在我们里面说话。
In order for the Holy Spirit to speak to us,
你总得知道。神说了什么话?
You need to know what words are spoken by God.
我说的就知道神说了什么话。
When I say that, you need to know what words are spoken by God.
而不是说我们把圣经里头的话一字一句的背出来。
It's not that we have to recite each and every word of the Bible.
而是你知道，你有一点印象。
But is that
神说过的。
You know you have some impression. These are spoken by God.
你说我有点印象，虽然模糊，但是我知道神说过的。
Then you can say that I have some impression, even though it's not very clear, but I knew it was spoken by God.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我特别这样提呢
？And why would I mention this, brothers and sisters?
那这又回到那个属灵的征战的事上。
Now we'll go back to the spiritual warfare.
当神向我们说话的时候
，When God speaks to us,
神的对头也常常在那里打乱神向我们说话的。
His enemy.It's always there to try to disturb us.
他怎么来打乱我们?
And how can he disturb us?
弟兄姊妹们，我举一个例子，你就很清楚看到。
I'll give you an example, then you will be very clear.
弟兄姊妹，你都记得我们的主曾经三次受试探。
And brothers and sisters, you remember our Lord was tested three times.
你有没有留意到?
Do you remember?
每一次神的对头来试探主的时候。
Every time when the enemy comes to tempt our Lord,
他都拿圣经的话
he uses the word of God
来做那个引子的
that he would use these words.
你那有没有引错神的话
Did he quote the words wrongly?
如果光是他说的字句来说，都是出自圣经神说过的
If it's only the words, those are the words from the Bible.
但是呢
But
你了解
you would understand
他没有把神的话完全的引用
that he did not use God's words or quote his words entirely
他只是在当中断章取义的抽一句话出来
that he would just draw some words out from the Bible
比方说
for example
哎呀你现在肚子饿啊
now you're hungry
你为什么不叫石头变成饼呢
why don't you turn the rocks into bread
你是神有能力可以用那个马拿来喂饱那个两百多万的以色列人。现在你只一个人。
That God has the power to feed the 2 million Israelites. Now you only one person.
你怎么不用这个船饼来叫你脱离这一个饥饿呢
？Why don't you use this power so that you won't be hungry？
弟兄姊妹，他引用虽然没有直接的说到神的话
，that his the Bible the Satan did not just quote God's words，
但是他说到神做过的事
，but he mentioned what God has performed。
但是弟兄姊妹们，你看到我们的主怎么来对付这个撒旦的那个引诱呢
？Brothers and sisters, you see how God how the Lord deal with the temptation from the enemy。
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看到
，very clearly, brothers and sisters, you can see。
人活着。不是单靠食物。
Man does not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
But by the every word that comes forth from the mouth of God.
我们的主这样把撒旦的那个试探顶回去了。
That's how the Lord can endure Satan's temptation.
他说，他马上就接上去。
And he just answered right away.
靠口神口中所出的一切话
，It's by the every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord。
他马上就来了
，And then he comes again。
你现在来要叫人知道你是谁吗
？And you're here to let people know who you are。
然后把神的旨意做成在人的中间啊。
And you wish to perform God's will among men。
但是你这样躲躲藏藏的在那个旷野里，谁知道你是谁呢
？But you're hiding in the wilderness. How would people know who you are？
有一个方法。
That's one way.
那你跑到殿顶上面去。
If you go upon the top of the temple,
从那里跳下来。
And you jump down,
你死不了的。
That you won't die.
这样一来。
So if you do this,
人家就知道了。
Then people would know.
哦，那里有一个人，他是从神那里来的。
That this man is from God.
你可以去做。
You can do this.
没关系的。
There's no problem about it.
因为神说过了,
because God said,
神口中出过这样的话,
that it's from God's mouth.
他要差遣使者托着你的脚, 免得你碰在石头上。
He will send messengers to support your feet so that you will not be hitting the rocks.
有没有神说过这个话?
Did God say this?
有啊。
Yes.
那你说要靠神口中所说的话,
you said it's by the words of, from the mouth of God.
现在神口中有话出来,
now that the words coming out from the mouth of God,
去跳吧,
go ahead and jump.
快点,
quickly.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你留意我们的主怎么说,
pay attention to what our Lord said.
我们的主就很简单,
it's very simple.
他知道他是, 那个话是从神的话来的。
He knew that these words are from God.
但是这个话是给那些敬畏神的人的。
But these words are for those who fear the Lord.
如果我们的主是敬畏神的,
that our Lord fears God.
当然他可以承受这样的一个事实。
Of course he can take this, he can perform this.
但是这个话呢,
but these words,
是神口中说过的。
It's spoken from the mouth of God.
但是现在不是神口中说出来的。
But now it's not coming out from the mouth of God.
这个是撒旦的口中说出来的。
This is coming out from the mouth of Satan.
并且说的也不太准确。
And also it's not very accurate.
好像准确。
It's as if it's accurate.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
所以撒旦也会常常用神的话来骚扰我们。
So Satan will often use God's words to disturb us.
那因此我们对神的话语需要有一定的知道。
So we have to know God's word to a degree.
那然后圣灵就在那里补上我们所缺的。
And the Holy Spirit will make up what we are lacking.
就我们很明确的能抓牢神自己的话。
So we can have a good grasp of God's words.
那弟兄姊妹你看到了。
And brothers and sisters, you can see.
在属灵的征战的里头。
Within the spiritual warfare.
那神是用着他的话来做成他的功。
That God uses his words to accomplish his work.
但是在我们这一边呢。
But for us.
我们总得要有一个 让神做工的条件,
that we have to have this condition in order to allow God to work.
你没有全部神的话,
if you don't have God's words,
你没有全部神的话, 就是你没有全部神的话,
you don't have the entire word.
假如,
oh, if you don't have God's words,
你也最低限度要有神的话的那一个大概的领会。
But you should have a general understanding of God's words.
那你怎么能得着这样的一个领会呢?
And how can you gain such an understanding?
你只有好好的来读神的话。
That you need to really study the Bible.
你读神的话, 你不一定能把它记住。
When you study the Bible, you may not be able to recite them.
但是你有一个印象。
But you have an impression.
神说过什么话?
That what words are spoken by God.
神怎么向人说话?
And how does God speak to men?
他怎样用他的话来带我们行走?
And how does he lead us with his words?
我们有这样的一个条件在那里。
Then we have this condition.
而我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那神在我们身上做工, 那个条件就很清楚地摆在那里。
And so this is the condition in order to allow God to work in us.
而当然, 假如我们愚昧,
But if we are foolish,
我们实在没有很多神的话。
That indeed we do not have many God's words.
神怜悯我们。
That God has mercy on us.
也会很明显的临时给我们得着神的话。
And he will give us his words in time.
但是一个很明显的事情。
And this is very evident.
主提醒我们的。
That the Lord reminds us.
要丰丰富富的。 把神的话藏在我们心里。
That we should keep God's words in our hearts abundantly.
从一面来说。
On one hand,
免得我们得罪神,
so that we would not sin against
从另一面来说,
God. On the other hand,
叫我们知道我们该行走的路,
so that we know the way we should walk on.
弟兄姊妹你记得,
Brothers and sisters, you remember
诗篇,
this.
119篇上边, 103还是05, 节那里说了,
in the book of Psalms, it says there,
神的话是我脚前的灯, 是我路上的光。
The word of God is the light before my, for my feet and the lamp before my feet and the light of my path.
这个是照明我行走在主的喜悦里边的。
So this is the, so that we can walk into a path that's pleasing to God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因此我们回到读经的生活这个点上来。
So when we come back to this point of studying the Bible,
我昨天跟弟兄姊妹们提到一点。
That I have mentioned to brothers and sisters yesterday.
如果我们要对着读经生活的这一个事实的话。
If we have to face this fact of studying the Bible,
我们就不是问我做了基督徒，我是不是每天读经？
Then we would not ask after we become a Christian, should I read the Bible every day?
就不是读不读经的问题。
It's not a matter of whether you read the Bible.
是你怎样读经的问题。
It's how you read the Bible.
你读经读出什么东西来的问题。
And what you read when you're reading the Bible.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然这次我们完全不都接触那个读经的方法的问题。
Even though this time we are not trying to touch upon how to read the Bible,
但是我不能不提给弟兄姊妹去留意这一个。
But I have to let brothers and sisters pay attention to this.
不是我们有没有读经的这个动作。
It's not whether we read the Bible.
而是我们有没有达到读经的那个目的。
But it's whether we have reached the purpose of reading the Bible.
我说那个目的不是说我们把圣经全都记下来。
The purpose is not referring to that we would memorize the whole Bible.
我们是说把神的话记藏在我们心里。
But it's that we will save God's words in our hearts.
你也许只是藏着一个概念。
Maybe you have only a concept.
你也许只是藏在里边的只是一个印象。
Maybe it's just an idea.
但是那个如果是神的话。
But if it is God's words,
弟兄姊妹你晓得。
Then brothers and sisters, you know,
神就能在我们里边很自由的来显明他的管理和带领。
Then God can freely manifest His guidance and govern within us.
把我们带进完全。
So He can lead us into perfection.
来预备行各样的神眼中看为对的事。
Then we can be equipped to do every good work in God's eyes.
我想今天下午。特别是让弟兄姊妹们留意到，我们读经本身是一个属灵的征战。
And this afternoon, I'd like brothers and sisters to know that studying the Bible itself is a spiritual warfare.
不是读或是没有读的问题。
It's not a matter of whether you read it or not.
是在这一个征战的里边，你拣选了什么
？But it's within this warfare, what do you choose?
你是拣选在站在主的那一边，还是没有站在主的那一边？
Do you choose to stand on the Lord's side or not on the Lord's side?
今天下午我们还邀请了 Eddie 弟兄来给我们交通一下他在读经上头的一些的学习和操练。
And we have asked Brother Eddie to share on his experience in reading the Bible.
他讲英文，我们姊妹翻国语。为难他。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I'm very thankful to have this chance to share with you just a few lessons that the Lord has taught me over the years.
非常感谢主有这个机会跟弟兄姐妹分享一些我的一些的学习。
You know, before coming here, I was wondering what type of people would be in the audience.
来到这里以前，我在想什么样的人会到这里来呢？
I am the type who, if I had my choice, I would have hit all three different sharings this weekend.
如果是让我选的话，我会就到到全部三个不同的交通的里面。
But of course, we weren't given that opportunity.
但是因为我们没有这个机会。
We were asked to just stick to one sharing.
那我们就只是在这个交通里面。
But still, I just couldn't let my curiosity die.
但是我的好奇心，我不能。没有这个好奇心。
So I just had to poke my head into the other fellowships.
所以我就要到其他的交通里面去。
And you know what I noticed?
你知道我发现了什么吗？
That all the individuals who are emotional, like mostly the sisters, are in the prayer group.
那些比较情绪化的那些好像那些姐妹在祷告聚会里面的。
That the people who like to be social, who like to eat, who like to talk, They're in the fellowship, the fellowship life group.
那些姐妹她们就会到祷告的那个聚会去 然后那些比较外向的喜欢讲话的 就会到那个交通的聚会去
And the brethren who are here, these are the ones who are wise.
弟兄姐妹在这里的就是很有智慧的
Or they're like me, they desire to become wise.
或者是像我想要有智慧的
Well, the Lord has taught me some very simple lessons.
主教导了我一些很简单的功课
That is when it comes to reading the Bible.
关于读经的
I think it may be very basic and elementary for most of you.
可能对于你来说是比较基本的
But these lessons were not lessons that came easy for me.
但是这些功课对于我来讲不是很容易学到
They're actually lessons that I've either struggled with or just had to deal with for a long period of time.
这些功课我都是要经过一些挣扎或者是经过很长时间去学的
Not never really understanding how to study the Bible or approach the Bible.
我从来不是很知道应该怎样去读圣经或者是接触圣经
It's taken me a long time to just even get to this elementary point where I'm at now.
我花了很多时间才能够到现在这个地步,而且是一个很基本的地步。
Just as our brother had shared yesterday, reading the Bible is something that can be very natural.
好像我们弟兄昨天交通到的读圣经应该是很自然的。
I believe it's something that God would want for each and every one of us.
我相信是主, 神愿意我们每个人都做的。
And as such, then, it should be actually very easy for us.
其实对于我们来说应该是很容易的。
I would remember that as a child, I would just enjoy reading the stories of the Bible.
我小时候我很喜欢读圣经里面的故事。
And I could just spend practically hours just reading stories on end, one after the other.
我可以用几个小时的时间来读每一个故事。
That is, of course, until I came across genealogies and prophecies.
直到我看到了家谱。
Or the Levitical laws.
或者是一些圣经上的律法。
So at that point in time, of course, I would just bypass all those.
到那个时候我就会跳过这些。
But the Lord is gracious.
但是主是蛮有恩典的。
And he actually provides a lot of substance within his words that I think would draw any of us towards reading his words.
他在他的话里面是蛮丰富的, 叫我们受吸引去读。
Now, as children of God, we know that we're exhorted to read the Bible.
作为神的儿女, 我们都受到勉励要去读神的话。
Just as our brother was leading into when the Lord Jesus was tempted.
就是好像我们弟兄讲到的, 关于主受到试探。
And the Lord Jesus replied back to Satan.
主就对撒旦说,
that man shall not live by bread alone.
人活着不是单靠食物,
but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
乃是靠从神口中所出的一切话。
There's also another verse which reminds us of how much we need to hold on to the words of God.
还有另外一节圣经。 教导我们要怎样抓住神的话。
That's where the Apostle Peter exhorts us.
就是彼得勉励我们。
To be like newborn babies.
就要像才生的婴孩。
To long for that pure milk.
要爱慕那纯正的牛奶。
So that by it we'll grow with respect to salvation.
那我们就可以借着它长大。
You know, the Word of God is really likened to physical nourishment.
神的话就像身体上面所需的营养一样。
I think we all understand that it's actually spiritual nourishment to us.
但是我们知道其实是属灵的营养。
But some of us, like little children, don't like the spiritual nourishment.
但是我们当中有一些像小孩一样,我们不喜欢属灵的营养。
I'm reminded of one of my sons.
我其中一个儿子。
When he was little,
当他很小的时候,
he just drove my wife and I crazy.
他常常叫我们发疯,
because we couldn't bottle train him.
因为我们一直不能让他喝奶瓶,
we would just spend hours on end, day and night, just trying to feed him.
每天一天到晚, 我们要花很多时间要去喂他,
he rejected milk.
他不喜欢喝奶,
and then the few times he could squeeze some drops down his throat,
有些时间我们只能把几滴的奶放进他嘴里。
You think you'd have success.
你以为你成功了。
And then he would throw it up.
但是他又把它吐出来。
That is how I think sometimes we are like as newborn babes in the Lord.
我觉得有时候我们就像才生的婴孩在主里面。
That at times we really struggle with the Word of God.
很多时候在主的话上面我们有挣扎。
Either because we just reject it.
要不然是因为我们拒绝它。
Or because we're unable to properly digest it.
或者是我们没有好好的消化它。
So I'd like to share with you a few lessons that I've learned over the years.
我想跟大家交通几样我在这几年学的学习。
Talking about how I had difficulties digesting the Word of God.
就是说我怎样有对于主的话有消化的不好。
Because my approach wasn't very good.
因为我的方法不是很好。
Now the first area that I really struggled with was how I viewed God.
其中第一样的就是说我怎样去看神。
My early years in the Lord, when I was a teenager,
当我还是青少年的时候
my spiritual condition was very much predicated on how things were going on with me.
我属灵的经历就是说我在我身边我所发生的事是发生成怎样。
That is really my circumstances.
是我周围的环境。
If things were going well,
如果事情是顺利的话
then in general, I thought everything was going well with God as well.
我就觉得大概跟神的关系也是一样好
If things weren't going so well,
但是如果事情不顺利的话
then it'd be easy to get a little upset at God.
就很容易我就会对神生气
I would really treat God as a God of convenience.
我就觉得神是一个为我方便的神
whenever I needed help,
什么时候我有需要
I would look to him to provide that help.
我就向他求帮助
But when things were going good, he could just stay in the corner.
但是如果事情顺利的话他就可以站在一边
I would just take things the way they were.
我就这样很顺其自然的去做
And this type of perspective really paralleled the way I treated the Bible as well.
这个就是好像我读圣经一样
Because...You could tell from the way I live, I was very self-centered.
因为我生活的里面，我就是很自私、自我中心的。
And it was also true as far as reading the Bible, I was very self-centered.
在读经也一样，我也是很自我中心。
My thought was always, well, what could I get out of reading this passage?
我的想法就是说，我读这段圣经的时候，我在里面能够得到什么呢？
What's in it for me?
我能够得到什么呢？
What does God have to say to me?
神要向我说什么呢
What's the personal application?
我在我个人应用的上面是怎样呢
It really wasn't until maybe about 15 years ago
大概一直到15年以前
When I first started studying a book, the book of Numbers
当我在读民数记的时候
with our group of brethren up in their San Francisco site
是跟一些在三藩市聚会的弟兄姐妹一起读的
That my perspective on God really began to change
我对神的看法就刚开始有转变。
I began to really see God in a whole new light.
我就从新一个角度去看神。
I really began to see that God was a very big God.
我看到神是一个很伟大的神。
That he was a very purposeful God.
他是很有目的的。
That there was a lot of significance that he would place in the smallest details.
对于一些很细的细节他都很重视。
I'm not too sure if you've ever have launched through a personal study of the book of Numbers yourself or a group study.
我不知道你在个人的读经里面或者是查经里面有没有读民数记。
But when you first look at it, it would be one of those books I think that would be rather easy to skip over quickly.
当你一开始看的时候很容易你就会跳过去。
But as we fellowshipped on it and shared upon it, I was really touched by how much the Lord really cared for his people.
当我们在交通的时候，我就发觉神是如何的关爱他属他的人。
And how he had planned out the work of salvation, the work of redemption from years and years ago.
他在老早以前就已经预备了这个救恩。
That the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ wasn't just something that happened on a whim or overnight.
我们主耶稣的诞生不是是一瞬间发生的事情。
But that actually hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years in advance,
而是几千几百几千年以前就已经发生的事。
God was already planning a way.
神已经在那里计划着。
And it became apparent as we studied through the book of Numbers that God was preparing a way for each and every one of us to be able to come back unto him.
当我们读民数记的时候我们就很清楚地看到神已经在预备一条道路叫我们能够回到他里面。
I was really then able to see that God had an eternal purpose in mind.
我就开始看到神在我里面，神有一个永远的计划。
So really, the problem was that I did not appreciate the vastness of God.
那个问题在我里面就是说，我不懂得去欣赏神的伟大。
Just how wise and supreme He is.
他是如此的智慧，如此的至高。
And instead, what I had done all those years, I had confined the Lord God to a small, terrible, small, narrow, tiny space.
但是我那些年我就把神献祭于一个很小的范围里面。
I would just push him off in the corner.
我把他推在一边。
And whenever I needed his help,
当我有需要他的时候
I would call upon him.
我就把他叫来。
But then through the study of his word,
但是当我读他的话的时候
through his word, it revealed to me. He revealed to me.
借着他的话他向我启示。
How big of a God he really is.
他是如何伟大的神。
He really is everywhere.
他是无处不在的。
And there's a lot more that is contained within his words than just how it pertains to me, to us.
在他的话里面是很丰富的，不是限于只是对于我们个人来说的。
If we're always to hold on to what the personal application is for ourselves, then we're going to lose sight of what the principles of God really are.
如果我们只是要抓住神的话，要怎样向我来说话，那我们就失去了整个的图画。
Because we will end up missing a lot of his characteristics.
因为这样我们就不会看见他的特性。
So I think.In that time, I really treated the word of God too casually.
我觉得那个时候我就对于神的话我是太随便了。
And over these years, I've come to understand that the words of God are no ordinary words.
然后我就发觉神的话不是平常的话。
That this is no ordinary book that we study.
我们这本书不是一本寻常的书。
But that these are the words of the living God himself.
这些话是我们那个永生神的话。
And he desires to reveal himself to us.
他愿意向我们启示他自己。
So as I was growing up in the Lord, as I was maturing in the Lord, I had more and more of a desire to spend time looking into his words.
所以当我在主里面长大，在成熟的时候，我就越来越有这个渴慕要读他的话。
The approach I would take in studying through the words of God was very mechanical.
我用的方法是非常的机械性的。
It's really based on a lot of what I would learn in academics in school.
就好像我在学校里面学的一样。
I would look at the different translations.
我会看每一个不同的翻译本。
Look through the King James versions, the NIV, the NASB.
有很多英文不同翻译的版本。
I suppose those of you who read the Chinese don't have that problem.
但是我不会中文，所以不能读中文翻译。
I may be mistaken.I would look through commentaries and study notes.
我会看一些参考书。
Always looking for that extra bit of insight.
我常常去找一些额外的解说。
Because I had a great desire to want to learn more about God and His words.
因为我有这个渴慕要去认识神和他的话。
And I think that's a good thing.
我觉得这是好的。
But we really have to be careful in the approach that we take.
但是我们用的方法我们一定要小心。
We really have to understand how to use these different techniques and study aids.
我们一定要清楚知道我们应该怎样去用这些方法跟这些帮助。
Because in the end, really what I was acquiring was just a bunch of head knowledge.
因为最终我们所得到的只是头脑上的知识。
And I had very little knowledge of the head of the body, Jesus Christ himself.
但是对于我们的元首基督耶稣我就有很少的认识。
No, I strove to understand the written word.
我去很努力去尝试去认识这个生命之道。
But I really failed to come and understand who the living word is.
但是我失败的地方就是说我没有去认识这个元首。
So,I think the approach that I would take a lot of times is just as our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to warn the Jews about when he was talking to them in the book of John.
就好像在约翰福音里面，我们的主警告那些犹太人。
From the book of John in chapter 5, verse 39, our Lord exhorts the Jews.
的约翰福音五章三十九节里。
He tells them that you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life.
他说到你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生。
And it is these that bear witness of me.
给我做见证的就是这经。
And you are unwilling to come to me that you may have life.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
My objective was not quite right.
我的目的是不正确的。
I was looking through the words of God, seeking out knowledge.
我在读神的话的时候，我是要得到一些知识。
Almost thinking that this knowledge could give me life, could give me satisfaction.
甚至我想这些知识会给我一些，给我生命，给我有满足。
Acquiring all this understanding became the objective.
那个就成了我的目的，就是要明白。
And what I had failed to see was the Lord God Himself.
我没有看到的就是我们的主自己。
You know, there. I think in these two verses here that we've read, we can come to understand.
在这两节圣经我们读过的，我们能够明白这一点。
That there really is no substitute out there.
实在是没有能够代替的。
We need to be searching after our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we read through his words, we need to find our Christ in there. And to see how he is speaking to us. Because the Lord speaks to us directly. He reveals himself to us through the work of the Holy Spirit.
他借着圣灵把他自己的话向我们启示。
And we don't need to rely on all these different study aids and techniques.
我们不需要靠这些的书籍或者是其他的方法去帮助我们。
We don't even necessarily need to rely on our brothers and sisters in Christ who share the word with us.
我们甚至不太需要依赖我们的弟兄姐妹跟我们分享。
These are all helpful.
这些都是很有帮助的。
But in the end, we need to rely on our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
但是最终我们需要靠我们主耶稣基督。
And how the Holy Spirit speaks to us.
还有就是圣灵向我们说话。
And I can think through times in my life when I thought the Lord was speaking to me.
在我生命里面有一些时间，我觉得是神在向我说话。
But I think in the end, it was really just a figment of my imagination.
但是最后我才发觉是我自己的想象。
I remember there were times in my life where I had opportunities to serve the Lord.
我记得有些时候我有机会去服侍神。
And I remember having dreams.
我记得我做过一些梦。
Thinking that the Lord had spoken to me.
我以为是神向我说话。
Just like how he had spoken to some of the individuals in the Old Testament.
就好像他在旧约里面跟一些人说话。
I thought, well, if the Lord spoke to them like that, he could speak to me in the same way.
我就觉得，神可以像他们这样说话，也可以像我这样说话。
And yes, the Lord can speak to us in any way that he chooses.
那当然，主可以用什么方法来向我们说话。
But we know now that as New Testament believers, that he has given us the Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道，作为新约的信徒，我们有圣灵。
So I had remembered.Back then, in this time when I had this dream that I thought it was the Lord leading me.
So, 我记得那次我有我做过一个梦，以为是神在带领我。
It had led me to a certain direction.
他带领我走某一个方向。
Where I had declined the service.
我要拒绝一个服事。
And I remember throughout that following year, I had come to realize that I had really made the wrong decision.
但是那一年以后，我就发觉我做了一个错的决定。
That it really wasn't the Holy Spirit speaking to me.
实在不是圣灵向我说话。
That it wasn't God's revelation.
不是神的启示。
But it was just my own interpretation.
只是我自己的解说。
More recently,
最近
，The Lord also gave me another opportunity to serve.
主又给我一个机会去侍奉他。
And I waited upon the Lord.
那我在他面前等候。
And I thought, boy, Lord, this is really what I'd like to do.
我就说主，我实在愿意做这个。
I really like to be able to help out in this particular area.
我愿意在这个范围里面有帮助。
It would be fantastic. It would be fantastic. It'd be exciting.
这机会是很好的，我会很兴奋。
And my wife was encouraging me.
我的太太也在劝我。
But the Lord gave me some words.
但是主给我一些话。
He gave me some words from the book of Proverbs.
他在箴言书里面给我一些话。
In the book of Proverbs,
在箴言书里面
the Lord says, the plans of the heart belong to the man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Proverbs 16.
在箴言书十六节里面，心中的谋算在乎人，舌头的应对由于耶和华。
I had many plans in my heart.
我在心里面有很多的计划。
But sometimes it's not from the Lord.
但有时候不是出于神的。
And so the Lord gave me peace about this.
神给我里面有平安。
That I wasn't the right one for this particular service.
但对于这个服事，我不是适当的人选。
Because it's the Lord who is going to direct my ways.
因为神要指引我的路。
And He was going to provide the answer on my tongue.
他就会给我应该有的答案。
Even though it may have been consistent from the plans within my heart.
虽然里面可能不是我心里面的计划。
So I've learned to trust that the Holy Spirit will directly reveal to us what it is that we need to know.
我就学习圣灵会在我们里面向我们启示。
But we need to learn to trust that the Holy Spirit will lead us.
但是我们要学去信圣灵要引导我们。
And yield ourselves to the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们要俯伏在圣灵的工作底下。
So of course you may ask, well, how do we know it's the Holy Spirit that's leading us?
那你就会问我们怎样知道是圣灵引导我们呢？
And I always have found that the leading of the Holy Spirit is based upon on the words of God.
我知道圣灵的引导是基于神的话。
That the Holy Spirit is not going to lead us in any way that is inconsistent with what is contained in God's words.
圣灵只引领我们的不会跟神的话有冲突的。
That just points out to me the importance of storing up God's words in our heart.
那就让我们知道要把神的话存在心里面的重要性。
To build up not only the depth but the breadth of our understanding.
不单只是那个深度，而且是那个广度，是神的话要在我们心里面。
So that the Holy Spirit may have more room to work within us.
那叫圣灵有位置，有空间在我们里面做工。
And to be able to guide us and lead us.
那就他就可以去引领我们。
There is one other area that I'd like to share with you in regards to a lesson that I've learned about studying the Word of God.
关于读神的话的学习里面，还有一方面，我愿意跟大家交通。
Maybe it's not so much about studying the Word of God.
可能不是有关于学习神的话。
But it's really more about reading the Word of God.
那其实是说读神的话。
I remember for many many years, I really struggled with spending consistent time with the Lord.
有很多年的里面，我一直没有办法好好的花时间去读神的话。
On a daily basis,
每一天的里面,
in the morning,
在早上,
by nature, I'm a night person.
我天生是晚上比较有精神的。
And I would normally enjoy reading the Word of God before turning in.
我通常是在睡觉以前读神的话。
But I came to understand that reading the Word of God while it's good at nighttime.
我后来发现，虽然在晚上读神的话是好的。
It's even better if we can also read the Word of God in the morning.
但是如果早上也读神的话，那就更好。
So it had always been my objective ever since I was a teenager or going to college to spend time reading the Word of God in the morning.
那从我青少年到上大学的时候，我就有这个心愿，在早晨去读神的话。
And there would be times that I would have a lot of enthusiasm and set out on this new objective, and I would be able to complete that for a period of time.
有时候我就很兴奋，想要下有这个目标去完成它。
But it always ended up in the same place.
但是每一次都是最后都是一样。
I was always end up either A, falling back asleep while reading.
我要不然我就是读经的时候我睡着了。
Or maybe B, as I was reading, I wasn't paying attention very much.
或者是我读的时候，我没有好好的注意去读。
And then I was just reading just to fulfill my obligation.
或者是我就例行性的去读。
I would just speed read through the pages.
我就很快很快的读。
Not really acquiring what the Lord would want me to acquire.
不是去支持神让我去支持的。
There was something that a brother had shared at a conference that really helped me.
有一次在一个聚会里面有一个弟兄这样讲。
And he had shared that it really wasn't the length of time that we spent in the mornings reading his word.
他说不在乎你早上花多少时间去读神的话。
It wasn't the amount that we read, whether it was one verse or one chapter or one book.
无论是我们读一节一章还是一本书。
But really what was key
但是最重要的
was the wait upon the Lord.
就是神的
was to wait upon the Lord. It was to look expectantly to the Lord.
去等候神，去仰望他。
I had turned
my quiet times into really just times of study for myself.
我把这个安静的时间变成了我自己。
And I would just be busy,
自己的时间。
Just busy looking, looking, looking.
我就很忙的去看，去看。
And my mind was just busy thinking, thinking, thinking.
我的脑袋就一直是想，一直是想。
But my spirit wasn't calm.
但是我的灵不是很安静的。
I was unable to wait upon the Lord.
我没有好好去等候神。
And then once the brother had revealed that to me,
当这个弟兄指出这件事的时候，
I went back home from that conference.
我从那个聚会以后回家。
And I had started.
那我就开始。
I waited upon the Lord.
我等候主。
I didn't care how long I read.
我不理会我用多少时间去读。
I didn't care how many verses.
或者是读了多少节。
In fact, I remember the brother had mentioned, don't read too much.
其实我记得有一个弟兄说不要读太多。
Spend time with the Lord.
花一些时间跟主一起。
And it was amazing.
那实在是很奇妙的。
The work of the Lord.
主的工作。
If there was really ever a night and day change in my life.
如果有一个是很彻彻底底的改变。
That was literally it.
那个就是那个改变。
I was once a person who was completely unable.
从前。
To be able to read the words of God in the morning.
从前我是一个从来不能在早上读神的话的人。
Only stuck reading it at night.
我开始在晚上读。
Unable to gain that physical, that spiritual nourishment in the morning.
我不能在早上得到那个属灵的喂养。
But the Lord, just like that.
但是神就这样。
He transformed me.
把我改变了。
He changed that part of my life.
他把我生命的那一部分改变了。
So that I was able to read through his words in the morning.
叫我可以在早上读他的圣经。
And not fall asleep.
不会睡着。
And just to be able to enjoy his presence.
而且能够去享受他的同在。
I think that's what's really key for us.
那个实在是一个很重要的。
Is that when we come before the Lord,
当我们来到主的面前的时候，
in reading through his words,
来读他的话语。
That we would be able to enjoy His presence.
那叫我们能够享受他的同在。
And just be able to put everything else aside.
把所有的事情都放在一边。
You know, oftentimes we don't think about reading the Word of God as leading us into worship.
好多时候我们不觉得读神的话是要把我们带到敬拜里面。
I mean, you look at our typical practice.
我们平常一般做的。
And when we have meetings,
当我们有聚会的时间，
we typically start by singing off songs.
我们一般都先唱一些诗歌，
to lift up our spirits and lead us into worship of God.
把我们的灵提起来，叫我们进到敬拜的里面。
And then we study His words.
然后我们读他的话。
Oh, but just as maybe many of you have experienced this morning when you came to the devotions here,
或者是今天早上你们来晨更的时候，可能有这个经验。
We can find that through the study of God's word, it leads us into a heart of worship.
我们知道借着读神的话，我们可以被带进敬拜的里面。
There are just such times where we're able to meditate on His words and just hold this few simple words within our hearts, and it really draws us back to Him.
有很多时候我们在默想他的话语的时候，只是几句就能把我们
带进敬拜里面。We desire to give him a heart full of praise and thanks.
那我们就有这个渴慕，要把我们心里面的敬拜给他。
There's just one set of words I'd like to leave with you.
最后有一句圣经我想给大家分享。
From the book of Jeremiah.
是从耶利米书。
Jeremiah 15 verse 16.
耶利米书十五章十六节。
It says, "Your words were found, and I ate them."
我得着耶和万军的之耶和华啊，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。
And they became a joy and the delight of my heart.
你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐。
For I have been called by your name, O Lord God of hosts.
因我是称为你名下的人。
May we be able to find that joy and that delight in reading through God's words.
愿意我们都能够在读神的话的时候找到那个欢喜快乐。
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们常常会发觉。
A lot of times we'll find.
虽然我们每一个人在读经的学习上面的经历不完全一样。
Even though in our experience of studying the Bible, our experience may not be the same.
你方法不一样。
The approaches may not be the same.
用的时间不一样。
Or the time you spend is not the same.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
如果我们的心上的神是准确的。
If our heart is right before God,
神能用着各种各样的方法把我们带到他的目的
That God can use different ways to bring us into His purpose.
我们回到刚才我们所读的经文。
When we return back to the verses that we read
叫属神的人得以完全,
earlier, so that those who belong to God can be perfect. We thank our Lord.
在我们的弟兄的交通的里头,
through the sharing of our brother,
很重要的有一件事情,
that's one very important matter.
读经把我们带进敬拜的里边,
that studying the Bible brings us into the worship.
当你认识到神, 祂是怎么在我们身上做工,
when we know how God works in us,
你看到神怎么在我们身上有各种的带领,
how God has different guidance upon us,
你会稀奇,
and then you'll be amazed.
你说像我们这个人, 那么微小的一个人, 神是这样的来, 留心的, 在我身上做工,
that you would say that for someone like me, so insignificant, that God would care so much to work in me.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
我们记得, 今天是我们交通道, 读经是一个属灵的征战。
This afternoon, we share about how studying the Bible is a spiritual warfare.
撒旦最不喜欢就是有人 给带到神的面前承认神的地位。
Satan really dislikes when someone's brought before God and acknowledges his position.
承认神是配得敬拜的。
And acknowledge that he's worthy of worship.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
常常神的话就是把我们带到这个地步。
A lot of times the words of God will bring us into this stage.
是我们进到神的完全里头去的, 一个阶段。
It's a stage where we can enter into God's perfection.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们是在愿意主在我们读经的生活里头慢慢慢慢地把我们带到不是立场的功课。
May it be that through reading the Bible that God would bring us out of the being a routine to read His word.
而是一个实际的交通。
But it's a true fellowship.
同时也是一个向神表达我们向他
And also, it's a way for us to express our absolute choosing of the Lord.
但愿主恩待我们,
May God have grace upon us.
给我们在读经的事上面有一个更准确的一个领会。
So that we have a more accurate understanding in reading the Bible.
一个很重要的事实就是。
And a very important fact is.
千万不要把它变成 一个立场的习惯,
Do not treat this as a routine practice.
我们要透过读经来和神进入更深的交通。
It's through reading the Bible that we enter into a deeper fellowship with God.
去认识神,
to know God.
去拣选神,
and to choose God.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊, 但愿你借着神儿女们各种各方的学习,
Lord, through your children, the different experiences and different lessons they learned. Bring us into a point that we are after your heart.
主啊,你把我们放在这一个属灵的征战里。
Lord, you place us into this spiritual warfare.
你要让我们学习拣选你。
That you ask us to learn to choose you.
愿意我们在你面前一切的拣选, 带出的目的就是羞辱仇敌。
May all this choosing, the purpose that it brought, that brings forth is to shame the enemy.
主啊,我们知道我们的天然有许许多多的惰性。
Lord, we know that in our nature, we are lazy.
我们也能找出许许多多的理由来叫我们不好好的从你的话语的里边去寻求。
And we can find many reasons not to seek after you in your words.
但愿主救我们脱离各种各样的捆绑。
Lord, may you set us free from all kinds of bondages.
让我们更多地在你的面前寻求认识你的自己。
That we can seek after you and to know you more.
等候要得着你从上召我们去得的属灵的福气。
And to wait and to gain that calling that's from above.
恩待怜悯我们,
May you have made grace and mercy upon us.
吸引我们更好地往前行,
Draw us to walk even better forward.
满足你自己的心意,
And to satisfy your heart.
也叫我们分用你自己的满足所带来的喜乐,
And that we can share in your joy that brought forth from your fulfillment.
感谢你。
We thank you.
听我们的祷告，奉主的名。
Please listen to our prayer in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.